AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. There's hope that the voice recorder from the German jetliner that crashed in the French Alps yesterday will have the information needed to find what caused the plane to drop unexpectedly and then hit a mountain. Former NTSB Chairman Deborah Herzman tells NBC's Today Show.
Those critical minutes and seconds leading up to the crash, you want to know what's happening in the cockpit. The cockpit voice recorder is going to be critical.
All 150 passengers and crew died in that crash. 5 years after the Affordable Care Act became law, President Obama is touting its impact. He notes it's had a dramatic effect on hospital care.
It's helped reduce hospital readmission rates dramatically. It's a major reason why we've seen 50,000 fewer preventable patient deaths in hospitals.
Obama has also announced a plan that the administration says will cut healthcare costs by reducing inefficiencies, such as the hours doctors in their offices put in doing paperwork. Secretary of State John Kerry heading back to Switzerland, insisting the U.S. and other nations cannot force Iran to abandon its nuclear program. Mark Smith has more.
Before leaving, Kerry told a State Department audience, critics who think the emerging deal's a bad one seem to think Iran can be made to abandon uranium enrichment entirely. That, he says, is not going to happen.
Anybody standing up in opposition to this has an obligation to stand up and put a viable, realistic alternative on the table. And I have yet to see anybody do that.
Kerry says if the U.S. walks away from a deal its allies like, sanctions would collapse and Iran would enrich without limits. Still on whether a deal's achievable, he says we'll see where we go. Mark Smith at the White House.
A Nigerian official says hundreds of civilians, including many children, have been kidnapped by Boko Haram extremists who are using them as human shields. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 159. This is AP Radio News. The Associated Press has been looking into allegations of slaves being used on Southeast Asian fishing boats. Sandy Cosell has more.
A year-long AP investigation finds hundreds of men in a remote Indonesian island and its surrounding waters are forced to fish, with some of the slave catch eventually reaching U.S. dinner plates. This fisheries official in Indonesia says,
thinking of what slavery is happening on those boats, I lost my sleep.
In the U.S., National Fisheries Institute spokesman Gavin Gibbons says a boycott wouldn't solve the problem.
If you don't buy seafood from there, then you're not only not in the conversation anymore about labor, you don't have an ability to fix it.
Thailand's biggest seafood company says after the AP reports, it cut relations with a supplier using forced labor. I'm Sandy Cosell.
A report issued by FBI Director James Comey and the 9/11 Commission calls for the FBI to speed up the pace of improvements to deal with the evolving terrorist threat around the world. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.